Welcome back to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance. It's 9 minutes gone past four, and in about 5 seconds, it will be 10 minutes. All right, it's 10 minutes now past four. Okay, so let's talk about PVC's collection, but with focus on crowd control at INEC offices. So I'm going to take you back a little bit to November and bring to your notice something the INEC commissioner in charge of voter education, Festus Okoye, something he said about PVC's collection. And then I'll tell you what people are complaining about right now at a particular INEC office in Port Harcourt. All right, so I don't know if it's the same thing elsewhere, but let's go. So Festus Okoye, the Commissioner for Information and Voter Education of the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, has said that permanent voters' cards of those yet to collect theirs will be available for collection. That was in November, and he says this month. Anyway, later on they said it's not going to be ready in November, right? Moving on. So he said this during an interview on Channels Television back then, November around 14, 15 or so. So he made the pledge about how soon Nigerians who are yet to collect their PVCs should expect them. Now, in all that he said, part of what he said is that once we want to trunk in all these PVCs at once, we don't want to take them to the various local government centers piecemeal. He said that's what the commission is trying to do. And then he reassured Nigerians that their PVCs will be ready for pickup that same month. And he says, as operational procedures to ensure a seamless operation have been put in place. A seamless operation. And so it really got me thinking, what does a seamless operation mean to them? I don't know. But we have in our news that the INEC office at the Eliozu axis of the East-West Road right here in River State is witnessing a large turnout of people who came to collect their PVCs. Now, those who came out this morning say that there is no measure by INEC to control the crowd. And one of them, whose name is Sarafa Femi, in an interview with our correspondent, asked for more staff to be employed. So let's get to hear from Sarafa Femi.
To be enough staff to attend to the people, because there's a huge crowd there. At least if the crowd is being split to a number, so at least every short period of time, they can at least attend to everybody. So in my home field, I should maybe employ more staff, so at least they can at least attend to many people at a time. So at least everybody can go back to their previous work.
All right, so that's what he is suggesting. So I'm asking you, how can INEC make this PVC collection seamless? 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. For WhatsApp messages or SMSs, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. While, of course, Sarafa is advising that INEC employ more staff. That's what he thinks is going to help to control the large turnout of people who are there to collect their PVCs. And then, have you also collected your PVC? That's another question I'm asking. Two questions. Have you collected your PVC? And the second one, how can INEC make the PVC collection seamless? Remember, this is running till January 22nd of 2023. That's when INEC will stop. INEC said it will stop issuing PVCs. So whether when that time comes, INEC is going to extend the PVC collection period, I don't know. But right now, what they have said is January 22nd is the deadline. So have you collected your PVC or are you waiting for January before you go there? Perhaps you've heard that the crowd there is just too much. And then you've told yourself, I'm not going until January, I will go. So how can INEC make this PVC collection seamless? Employ more staff or do what? What next can they do? Because everybody needs to get their PVC. Everyone who has registered, everyone who is expecting to receive their PVC, who is planning to vote come 2023 elections, should have their PVC. And if INEC is still with those PVCs, then people should be able to get them, regardless of the number of people that troop to their offices. All right? So in case you've gone there, what have you noticed and what do you think INEC can do better? That's what I'm asking. Head on to Facebook and join the conversation as well. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. That is the Facebook page. Or you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. And then I'm taking your messages, so you can as well send them to 0809-030-6416. Dumle1 on Twitter says, not yet. He has not collected his PVC. But you didn't answer the second question. All right, maybe because he's not gone, he's not even attempted to collect his PVC. That's why he doesn't even know how INEC can make the collection process seamless. All right. So what do you think INEC can do to ensure that people are able to collect their PVCs without any hindrance? Should I say it's also a good thing that people are trooping to the INEC offices now? They're not waiting till January, when INEC will now want to hold on to that to say they did not show up initially. They just all decided to come and bombard us at once. We can't handle that. All right, we have a caller. Hello.
Yeah. Constance, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Matthew from Oji.
All right, Matthew, go on.
All right, about the INEC and the voter card thing, to me, it's not rocket science. Like that, I will say, it's not rocket science. It's simple. You want it to be seamless, you increase collection points. That's the first thing. Increase collection points. So instead of having just, let's say, two or three covering Odiapo and the powder, you could have as much as 20 to 30 collection points. So when you have more collection points, automatically you're employing more people to man the collection points. And that makes it very easy. Ideally, it should be very easy to collect. It shouldn't be stressful to collect. You know, some time ago when I was in the north, Plateau State to be precise, I saw how easy these things were. It's so easy over there in the north. But here, I don't know why it's so difficult. You could just walk into the collection point and in 5 minutes you're out. 3 minutes you're out. Just go and fill your own. So this is my name, this and that. You collect your card and come out. So it's just increased collection points and employ more staff and have to solve this whole issue.
All right,
because
thank you very much.
The truth is that not everybody will be able to have that patience to go and queue up.
Yeah.
People are working, people are busy, people are hustling. So eventually, with all the stress attached to getting this card, people may just forget about the cards and maybe say franchise. And at the end of the day.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Matthew.
Okay.
So I like the part where he said people might choose not to go stress themselves, just forget about a PVC until after the elections. After all, I have my NIN. So someone who may have really wanted to vote come 2023, and they go to collect their PVC and they're seeing that this thing is not going to happen today, it will not happen tomorrow, it's not going to happen anytime this week. Ah, I cannot come and go and finish myself. They say, you know what? Who we win, we win. And that's something we do not want come 2023. People resorting to fate. Is that even fate? Not even fate. No, that's not even fate. People giving in and deciding that the politicians, not them, they know what they like to, they know what they are doing there. They have decided who will win. Let's not do that. All right? So INEC has a responsibility to ensure that every PVC they have, the other day they said they've collected how many cartons of PVCs, so that every PVC in their possession is given out. They shouldn't have PVCs with them when it's time for people to vote. And then they have cartons of PVCs in their domain. That's something that shouldn't be happening. So, the last caller suggested that they should have more collection points. 070-0923-0923. That's the number to call in case you're calling the other numbers. 070-0923-0923. And then for your messages, you can send me an SMS or you can send me a WhatsApp message to 0809-030-6416. Someone here says, good evening. I'm a minibus driver. I found about 3 voters' cards in my car. How can I reach the owners? And he gave out his number. How about you bring the cards over to Nigeria Info? Minibus driver, bring the cards down here and then meet with the receptionist, and then I'm sure they will attend to you. They'll tell you what is going to happen, and then we have to announce it on radio so that the owners can come over here and get them. All right, thank you very much. Someone on WhatsApp says, decentralize the collection points. Have you heard INEC talk about how they have a short time on their hands right now? Yeah. So if we're suggesting right now they should, I wonder if it's even in their plan. Because I'm pretty sure they sat down. I'm sure they had meetings about how to ensure that people get their PVCs. They must have had those conversations, especially, you know, with regards to what happened when people were supposed to register. When people registered, they had a surge. Different units or different INEC offices, they had a surge. So I think it's something they must have also discussed and told themselves, okay, to ensure that we don't have this happen again. I mean, apart from people getting agitated, you know, and deciding not to collect the PVCs, how about your staff? You know, the ones who have to be you have to sit there and issue the PVCs, they will get tired, fatigued, and before you know it, they'll start collecting money to do express. And then people will start talking about INEC officials being corrupt. And then their boss will now come on air and start, you know, trying to defend them. And then telling people, if you report to us, we will deal with them. So how about you stop that from happening at all? Nwokike is calling from Rumibo. Hello, Nwokike.
Good day.
Good evening. Welcome, Nwokike.
Yeah, I'm John Nwokike calling from Edom. I was just coming from the INEC office for my local government right now, more precisely.
Okay.
I've noticed some capacity where the INEC ought to improve, because they're talking about having a seamless operational management system. And for them to, you know, to enable them work faster and they provide that what they're supposed to do is to make sure they give them, they should guide their workers on how to work with public as public servants. They approach the, you know, talk to people is very, very embarrassing. The way they approach people and the public, I'm a public servant. I told them, even today when I went to the office, they don't even have that patience of setting the card, trying to check your card. They'll be telling you, okay, your card is not here. Please leave this place. Go to the other side. But there's a one counselor today wanted to slap one lady like that that is working. It's not our intervention. A chaos should have raised in that particular place. I was telling the council, you honorable, can you?
So what you're suggesting is that they should
what is the problem?
So sensitize their workers, some kind of orientation. That's what you're suggesting.
Huh?
You're suggesting orientation for the workers.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back now. It's 4:33, and we're still discussing crowd control at INEC offices. And then I'm asking you, first of all, have you collected your PVC? Have you or have you not? And secondly, how can INEC make this PVC collection seamless, smooth, not a rowdy process? A process where people will be willing to get involved in. I mean, if someone goes there and says, It's not hard though. I just went and it's just 5-10 minutes, you're done. Someone could actually take, you know, permission from the office and go collect their PVC. Some others might not even have to take any permission from anybody. They'll just use their lunch break to walk into an INEC office and get their PVC. But if it's something that would require you to skip an entire day of work and you're not even sure of getting the PVC, then that's a problem. So what can INEC do to ensure that the process is seamless? 070-0923-0923. And then for messages, I'm reading them. So send them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. Osborne. Okay. That's not for me. So let me see the messages I have here on WhatsApp and then read them. Good evening. Smith Mecha from Port Harcourt says, as you go to INEC office, you will need to present your temporary voter's card to the INEC officials in order to collect your new PVC. All right, now I'm hearing this one for the first time. Smith, you would like to, would you help us understand where did you go to collect your PVC and you were asked for temporary voter's card? When did this happen, actually? We need all the information we can get, all right? Thank you very much. A gift from Yenagoa. I want to believe this message you sent is not actually for me because it has nothing to do with what we're discussing. Lady V says, INEC should employ more hands and send them to units as it was done in 2011. And leftovers should be sent to the various local government areas INEC offices. Those who couldn't meet up to pick up within the period will go to their LGA to collect. This will be seamless. All right, thank you. And then, main... Manbe Wankwo from Eche. I'm going to read your message in a bit. Let's take a couple of calls here. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good evening. You have to speak up, please. What's your name? Okay. So when you're calling in, please, you know, drink some water and then sit up so that when you're talking, I can really hear you. All right. Manbe Wankwo from HA says, good evening, Nigeria Info. Please, they should centralize the PVC collection. Or you mean decentralize? I mean, it should be done units by units. to facilitate the collection. If not, some persons cannot and will not spend their money, all in the name of going to the council secretariat or designated point to collect their PVC. This is my humble suggestion. All right. Hello.
Hello, good day.
Turn off your radio set, please. Good evening.
Okay, my name is Uzochukwu.
All right, Uzochukwu, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from
Okay, so tell me, have you collected your PVC?
Yes, I have my PVC already. The very way, the very simple way, to my own opinion, the very simple way.
Okay.
If INEC can work with bank, like when somebody's ATM got locked, you simply go to bank. It won't take you time. They will subtract that 1,000 naira from your account and give you new ATM card. Because this PVC is unlike one. It's unlike one making use of ATM card. So if INEC will work with the bank, can easily go to bank. All every data about you is in the bank. Like PVM.
Okay.
All your data is already in the bank. You go to bank. Bank will subtract money from your account and give you your PVC. Because people are struggling. People are struggling to get their PVC. Up to now, some happens. So the very simple way is for them to work with the bank. ATM card.
Thank you very much for calling. That's more like long term, but even at that. Anyway, it's a long term kind of solution, right? So I'm sure a lot of discussions will have to go into that one for banks to agree that people should just be entering their hall in the name of you want to collect PVC. But I'm sure it's something they might accept to do, all right? They have other things they do like that. I think Jamb also and the rest of them. So that's a long-term solution. It's not something that can happen now. Now, it can't happen now. But we're also looking at what can be done now, all right? But thank you very much for that one. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name?
I'm Desmond.
Desmond, your voice is very low. What's happening?
Okay.
Wow. All right, please do also call back 070-0923-0923. Sir Joe says, not rocket science. Employ people and get them to deliver PVCs at people's doorsteps. Ooh, okay. But you know, that's going to cost a lot of money as well. But it's doable, right? If the health ministry will have their people go from street to street, door to door, and vaccinate children, how much more? Get them to deliver people's PVCs at their doorsteps. Well, thank you all the same. Thank you for your suggestion there. Hello.
Hello.
Call back if you can. Dom Wokike says, Constance, good evening. For INEC to maintain a seamless operation management, it's very simple. If they can apply the following approaches based on my experience today that I went to pick mine, they ought to improve on public management system through orientation of their staff. That's number one. Number two, to enable a faster shipping of cards, the printing machine should be automated immediately you approach them for change of polling units. Number three, they can as well have a multiple collecting point in the various wards. Number four, they should employ more staff or ad hoc staff to aid in distribution. Number five, the process is rigorous and the staff are old and most of them are tired of the job. If all these approach are applied, the seamless operation management system can be achieved. All right, Dom Wokike. Did they tell you they are tired of the job, Dom? Because you didn't state in your message that, you know, one, two or three of them told you that they are tired of the job. Are you the one who's just deciding that someone is tired of the job? Probably the person is just tired for the day. Hungry. Or maybe he's having a bad day. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're welcome. Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Frederick Jumbo.
Could you say that again?
Frederick Jumbo.
All right, Frederick. From Bonnie. From Bonnie, please go ahead.
Okay, yeah, my own regarding this PVC collection, I think I collected my own last week. But I found out that they asked to go and bring the temporary one digit for you. If it is lost, they'll ask you to go back to the business center to print it out. Even those who smart beers, they will refuse to attend to them. They'll ask them to go back and get it.
Wow. So you stand there in that line for God knows how long, and then it's your turn, and then someone says, where is the slip we gave you?
Yes.
And because you don't have a physical slip, that's it.
Yeah.
You start afresh. Wow. That's incredible. So what's your suggestion, though?
Well, my suggestion, they should attend to people who have even the snap one, because some of them has their units and their wards, ward numbers and the units. It's easy for them to identify those, but they insist you must present the slip before they can attend to you in Bonnie.
Okay. But you've collected your own, though?
Yeah, I collected my own that same day.
All right, thank you very much for calling. And then, let me see, Enwa from Eleka here says, Constance, we are joking in this particular part of the country. How on earth will INEC ask people to come to their office to collect PVC? What are the measures put in place in the north that makes collection of PVC stress-free? Why not increase the centers where these PVCs can be collected rather than bundle everybody in a particular center? We are the ones keeping ourselves behind when it comes to politics. We are playing. We are really playing. Ewa from Elekahia, that's your message. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name?
Damayon Gopawa, calling from Akwa Beti.
All right, please go on.
Yes, look at the best solution. Let them announce to the communities through their chief. They use a local gong, tank crier. This community, the INEC people are coming to give you a PVC. This time. They have to employ ad hoc staff to help them so that it will be easy. That the other two days for this one, they send one adult staff or two plus the INEC staff who come with the register. They go to this one it will get to the people. Come to your town hall, local market square, come and collect. Some people feel, even if they collect or don't collect, some people are not consigned, more than the local people. Whether the thing get to them or they didn't get, they will not, unless you get to them, some of them will not move to the any area unless you come to them. You may not understand. And psychologically, most of the INEC staff are not committed to the work. Unless money comes. That's, all of them seem to be tired, like what I said. Tiring is not that they want to be tired. They are not interested in those things of because they work it psychologically, not making it to be functional. If you give them money, you see them waking up and they be adjust. That's the psychological principle. You may not understand what I'm saying. So the only solution is go to the chief. Chief can mobilize people and entertain them and the thing will be working. He says, okay, this and that. You just do that. Within 1 week, everybody will collect. The ones who didn't meet that can then go to the local government. That's the best solution. Mm-hmm. That one say bank and that. How many people go to bank?
That's his opinion. We've heard yours as well. Thank you very much for calling. That was his opinion. All right. Christian Chidi Adiele on Facebook says, let them call the card owners by their numbers when the card is ready so that the card owner will be sure before going to INEC office. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chief Comrade IMB.
All right, please go on.
Yes, I think the way INEC should be able to go about receiving of this voter's card, I think for me, even when we are using analog, the registration officers will go to the various polling units they will register you, you have your card. Now that we're in a digital world, look at the driver's license. When you finish your biometrics, everything, once the card is out, they send you a text. As you go, they look at the, you show them the text, they get you your driver's license. Even the same thing, ATM card. Today, you can go to the bank, get your ATM card at that particular moment. So they should remove every bottleneck concerning this issue. Get this thing to the various pooling units. Let the people, everybody knows is our pooling unit. They will go to their pooling unit. They will get the PVC and go their way. They are trying to make things difficult for the people. Let them employ more hands and send them to the various pooling units. It will be very easy. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling. Daniel Paul on Facebook says they should decentralize the collection to various wards and polling units. All right, thank you. And then back to the WhatsApp messages. The PVCs should be sent to the polling units for pickup. This will decongest the local government area INEC offices and bring the collection closer to the electorates. Good evening. Your name is Abraham. All right, thank you very much, Abraham. I was looking at a message before now. The young man who texted me to, you know, saying that the people are tired of the job. I think he responded to that. Where is the? Oh, he's deleted the message. All right. Thank you. Hello. Good evening.
Yes, I want to ask a question, please. And I want to go back.
Okay.
How did the people go to mini boss? How did you get there? That one they were announcing. I know coffee. Do they carry it as they are traveling? Is it their traveling bag or traveling something? I'm meant to understand what is happening in Nigeria or River State. How would they forget a carton of PV? Those PVs are their God names and the location. Where are they carrying it to? Please investigate that and know what is happening. Whether they are now looting all the PVs and say, come. And when you go, they say it's not there.
Hold on. Okay. What you're saying sounds really strange to me. What are you talking about?
You were here now. Somebody said, minibus, that a carton of PVs have been forgotten in his car. Is it a carton?
No. He did not say a carton. He said two PVCs,
okay,
two cards.
Okay. Maybe I thought it's carton, please.
No, it's not a carton.
I would have been annoyed with the INEC now. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. That really... It was almost like, what are we still discussing the same thing? All right. So I'm asking you to tell me, what do you think, what do you suggest INEC should do to ensure that the collection of PVCs is seamless? People are complaining. They say there is no measure, zero measure by INEC to control the crowd. So does that mean INEC did not learn anything from the registration? Remember this issue of crowd came up? And I remember back then that an excuse from the INEC Information and Voter Education Committee Chairman, Festus Okoye, was that, well, we'll give people ample time to come and register. And in some of our units where we had our staff, you have one person come and register the entire day. Excuse me. And then towards the end, people now rushed to our centers. What were they expecting? So I'm thinking, couldn't you have taken that as, you know, some kind of warning and tell yourself, okay, what if people troop to our offices the same way they trooped to register? What if they come like this? What are we going to do? What's the plan? So this is the beginning. How many days now? This is December 19th. They started 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Barely 1 week. And we're already complaining that there is no measure put in place to control the crowd. So people are going to leave whatever they're doing and get to the INEC office and maybe spend the entire day and they won't be able to get their PVCs. All right, Don Wokey can now respond to the message where he said that they are tired of the job. He said most of them are tired of the job. He says the person that's supposed to attend to people from my ward was a bit feeling sleepy and referred me to another young man who attended to me seamlessly without stress, which I appreciated him as well for work well done. So, Dom, that's the same thing I was saying. Maybe this person is just tired today. You don't know where the person is coming from. People have issues from their homes, right? And then they show up, you know, at work and do the job, and you think their life is as sweet as... What is so sweet? Honey. So probably so the person had... and besides, if it was... Okay, I don't know when you went, but... Probably this person was just tired. Doesn't really mean they are tired of the job. Unfortunately, INEC will not apply any of the suggestions people are given. What's your name? Kobindi. That's what you say. That's what you think. And I hope you're not in the category of people who will say, unfortunately, our votes will not count in 2023. So all these ones, people are announcing already, get your PVC, get your PVC. It's just for people to do your work. All right. I really do hope you do not fall in that category of people. One more call, and that will be all. Hello. Good evening. I can barely hear you. Could you please speak up?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. What's your name?
Good evening. Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, you are on 92.3 Nigeria Info. What is your name?
I'm Samuel by name.
All right, Samuel.
About the issue of the BBC collection.
Okay.
It's very simple. It's very simple. What they should do, they should send the cards to the units, the various units, and make sure the units inform that units in different communities, they should inform the owners through town crier or enough publicity for them to come and collect it. That before that, they should employ more hands. They should ask of community elders and sisters to employ more hands to send to this place in Falta. Because it is very obvious that many people, they are not ready to spend money to pay transport to come to that place and win the whole thing. So that is my kind of expectation. They should do something.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. And that, of course, is the last call I'm taking for this particular conversation right now. My name is Constance.